Chapter 2. An Unexpected Party. Bilbo yawned his way through his accounts as the most recent episode of Strictly Come Dancing wound its way to a predictable finish on the television. He would need to order more tea, and he groaned a little as he thought that he really needed to reorganize the biscuit selection again, as the local women's crafting society had just had their monthly meeting and left his shelves in complete disarray. A sudden nerve-shattering jangle of the doorbell made his hands jerk sharply, sending a line of ink across the page. He jumped to his feet, fumbling to shut off the television. It had been several years since his doorbell had been rung, and that had been a mistake, anyway. No one came to see Bilbo Baggins, and he preferred it that way. He drew himself up to his full, unimpressive, height, and wiped his hands nervously down the front of his jumper. The noise came again, and Bilbo jumped, then scurried down the stairs before whoever it was could ring again. He peered out through the little round peephole, and was more shocked to realize that it was not one, but two people. There were two young men standing on his doorstep, their heads inclined together in quiet conversation. They were dressed in neat, dark clothing, with warm-looking hats pulled close around their ears. They didn't look dangerous, he reassured himself. They might just be missionaries of some sort, or students collecting for a charity, though they hardly looked old enough to be at university. He pressed his fingers together to still their reactive trembling, and undid the bolt, opening the door an unwelcoming crack. "Can I help you?" he asked. The two straightened quickly, lightning-quick smiles spreading across their faces. "We're not the last to get here, are we?" the first asked, looking suddenly worried beneath his improbably blonde beard. He backhanded the other's arm. "I told you we should have left earlier." The last?" Bilbo stuttered, feeling very out of his depth. "I'm sorry, lads, you must have the wrong place." "No, we don't." It was clearly a crow of delight as the other spoke, pointing quickly at something on Bilbo's door that he couldn't quite make out. "Did Gandalf forget to tell you we were coming?" "Gandalf?" He frowned. Hadn't Gandalf been that old fellow a few weeks back, who had never turned up for his free dinner? His hand slipped down the door as he thought, opening it wider, and the youngster who had just spoken put his hand out eagerly, clearly taking the open door as a sign of welcome. "It's an honor to meet you, sir."
Yes,
Bilbo murmured absently, allowing first one and then the other to shake his hand as he thought frantically. Whoever these fellows were, they clearly knew the old man whose visit had disturbed his calm. They stood on his step now, beaming winningly at him, and he blinked a few times.
"And who exactly is it that's being honored, if I may ask?"
The two shot one another confused glances, a flurry of quickly changing facial expressions seeming to pass for conversation between them, before the blonde-bearded one's eyebrows shot up in realization.
"Oh! He means to ask who we are!"
They stepped back in unison, nodding crisply.
"Feely and Keely, at your service!"
It was like a formal presentation of their credentials, somehow, and Bilbo found himself nodding at them, head bobbing uselessly. The beardless one, on closer inspection, seemed to be attempting to grow a rather scraggly beard, grinned again disarmingly.
"And you'll be Bilbo Baggins, of course. Gandalf has told us so much about you."
He leaned in conspiratorially, and Bilbo found himself bending forward to listen. "Particularly of your kind hospitality."
"Oh," Bilbo muttered, startled. "Well, yes, that is..."
He stepped back, mind whirling, but despite his concern over these strangers, and the nagging worry that he might have left a mess of dirty dishes in his sink, he could not ignore the manners that his mother had drilled into him.
"Won't you come in?"
They followed him in cheerfully, and he gestured them up the narrow staircase, closing the door behind them. The two came out into the tidy sitting area of his flat, and looked around approvingly.
Can I offer you some tea? Bilbo asked, feeling more than a bit lost, and a bit like they were viewing his diary rather than just his sofa. Tea, the blonde one said wistfully. I dream of tea. Remember when there was tea, Keely? Or anything hot at all? Keely murmured back, looking mournfully at the plate where the remnants of Bilbo's dinner sat, long since forgotten. Bilbo swallowed uncomfortably and ducked into his tiny kitchen to put the kettle on. He had thought Gandalf looked in need of a hot meal. But now, in the light of his home, he could see that these two young fellows were hungry. He hadn't intended to become a reference network for the homeless, and he would have to put a stop to it at once. Having made up his mind to firmly tell the lads that they could have a cup of tea and then be on their way, Bilbo strode back to the door of his kitchen, and then paused. The two had sunk down onto the couch, both firmly clustered together at the end, as though they feared the vast distances between cushions might tear them apart. As he watched, Feely put a hand to Keely's head, ruffling it until the boy's hat fell off and his long dark hair tumbled down. It was an act of such clear brotherly fondness that Bilbo found a lump in his throat, and he turned back to the kitchen. By the time the tea was ready, he had also put together a plate of sandwiches, and he carried them out carefully. The boy's eyes lit up at the meager offerings, which made him feel like even more of a heel for having hesitated. They thanked him profusely, words tumbling over each other like water on stones, and then set to eating with an enthusiasm that made Bilbo smile just a little. He waited until they were finishing the last crumbs, now looking a bit more like people and less like starving puppies, before he tried to talk to them. "Now, lads," he said gently, and they looked up quickly. "I understand Gandalf's given me a reference, but I don't really... This isn't usually how I conduct business."
"Yes, of course,"
Keely agreed, looking a little shamefaced.
"We understand that, Mr. Baggins."
"We don't really know what's going on," Feely added. He tugged at his own cap, sending long blonde hair flying, and Bilbo tried not to cough in surprise at the neat little braids that had been painstakingly put into his hair. "Gandalf just sends us here, with word the rest would be along. We are supposed to be something of an advance guard, I suppose." He eyed the empty sandwich plate mournfully, and Bilbo found himself trotting off to the kitchen and bringing back an assortment of cheeses and fruit and whatever else he could find in his kitchen. He didn't tend to keep too much on hand, as he could always shop from his own store. The words, "the rest should be along," were running circles in his head. His entrance, with food, was greeted with cheers of delight, and Bilbo couldn't help the grin that spread slowly across his face. It was a strange thing to have other people in his home, but there was a homey quality to the scene that he couldn't deny was attractive. As the two ate their way quickly through the contents of his larder, Bilbo let himself relax.
"So you two are... what?"
"Brothers, of course," Keely said with a bright and wild laugh. "Though I can see how you'd get confused, as ugly as he is."
Feely elbowed him sharply, and Keely grinned at his brother with such delighted self-satisfaction that there could be no doubt he was the younger brother.
"Yes, but brothers who do what?"
Bilbo pressed. He suspected the answer was something like professional vagrant or troublemaker, but thought he'd let the boys speak for themselves.
"We have a particular set of skills," Feely said carefully, after a long moment where the brothers had exchanged another of their wordless conversations. That, of course, was no answer at all, and Bilbo started to get his nerve up to ask some more pressing questions. And then the doorbell rang again.